I think my fascination started at a historic old life-saving station on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. It was there that I learned about the heroism of these crews who once manned those life-saving stations all along the maritime Atlantic coast. I mean, their heroism actually gave birth to what we know today as the United States Coast Guard. Their motto says it all, so others may live. Some of that modern-day heroism was portrayed in a movie called The Guardian. It's a story about that elite group of 280 men and women who are known as rescue swimmers. The first responders who jump out of choppers into violent seas to rescue people who otherwise would die there. Well, in the movie, a veteran rescuer shows a film of a burning ship from which he helped to rescue some desperate crewmen. He frames the essence of their mission in some sobering words. They're looking for a miracle to save them, and you have to find a way to be that miracle. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about being someone's miracle. Now, I can just imagine Jesus saying those words to me, to you, about the people who are part of our lives day after day. They're looking for a miracle to save them, and you have to find a way to be that miracle. Because they are, in God's words from the Bible, lost, also condemned, it says. Another place says they are being led away to death. Ephesians says they are without hope and without God in the world. That's people you know, people you see every day. The folks around you probably don't realize they're dying spiritually, but they do know that something's missing, and that life isn't working, and that they don't have personal peace, or that they're living, as one writer said, lives of quiet desperation. They need a miracle to save them. They need a miracle with skin on, someone close enough to rescue them from a life and an eternity without Christ. A spiritual rescuer who will take whatever risks necessary to bring them to the real rescuer, Jesus Christ. They need you. Just as another man in need of a miracle needed the people who could get him to Jesus. In fact, that story is in Mark 2, beginning with verse 3. It's our word for today from the Word of God. And in many ways, it's your story. It's the story of someone you know who's never met Jesus. Listen to this. Some men came, bringing to him a paralytic, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus, and after digging through it, lowered the mat the paralyzed man was on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Later, he told the paralyzed man to take up his mat and walk. And the miracle man, it says, walked out in full view of them all. But see, no life-changing can happen here unless someone cares enough about this guy to get him to Jesus. You know people like that, and you've been divinely placed in their life to be God's designated bringer. It starts when you ask God for the passion of those four through-the-roof friends. I've got to get him to Jesus, whatever it takes. What does it mean to be their miracle? You pray daily for God to open up natural opportunities for you to talk about Jesus. And then you look for those opportunities as you go through the day. Don't count on getting them to a meeting, because you need to reach them where they are. They may never come to our meeting. Use the power of your personal hope story to open their heart, your story of the difference that Jesus is making in your life. Most of all, pray every day by name for the lost people God has planted around you. Yeah, you'll be afraid. Yeah, there'll be obstacles. Yes, it may take a lot of patience and perseverance, but lives are at stake, every bit as much as they are for those people going down in those stormy seas. They need a miracle to save them. By God's grace, find a way to be that miracle.
Thanks, Ron. You would be so encouraged to see God at work in Native America. These are the original people of this continent. To hear their stories and to see all that God is doing in Native America, visit our website, hopefornativeamerica.com.